In the sports talk radio justice world, mediocre quarterback play and porous tackling are considered especially heinous. On the Lance J Show, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad at Paragon 7 Studios. These are their stories.
This is not a sports take. I'm reading this from ABC11.com, and this is the ABC affiliate in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. Offensive posts by North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson were removed from the pornographic website Nude Africa last week, hours after a CNN investigation revealed a series of inflammatory comments posted by the form of the controversial and socially conservative Republican nominee for governor of North Carolina. Talking a little politics here. It's unclear whether the comments were removed by Robinson or Nude Africa's administrators. Now, before I get into this, the only Nude Africa that I'm interested in viewing is my lovely wife, because I do not want to get caught up on the wire. I don't want anybody DMing my wife saying that, hey, Lance was on the radio, he was talking about Nude Africa. I don't want to get into that. I don't want any of that smoke. I'm just reporting the news. I'm not manufacturing the news. Neither the Robinson campaign or Nude Africa responded to inquiries from CNN. Robinson denies making the comments, which were made between 2008 and 2012. So this is a long time ago. I'm not a huge fan of getting into stuff people said 10, 12, 15, 20 years ago. We are all evolving as human beings. We're all in a different state in 2024 than we were 15 years ago. And I for doggone sure, don't want people pulling up text messages for things that I said 15 years ago, 20 years ago, that may not represent the thoughts and views of Lance J Radio Network or Paragon 7 Studios today. However, when you're running for governor and you say some of the things that this guy allegedly said, wow. Robinson, back to the article, Robinson listed his full name on his profile for Nude Africa, a pornographic website that includes a message board as well as an email address he used on numerous websites across the internet for decades. Now, I don't think that it was a good idea for this. You know, they can trace your ISP. So if you're dabbling in pornography, if you're dabbling in hate sites, or in this case, the combination of pornographic sites and hate sites, because I guess there is a chat room where he was allowed to spew his hate on a pornography site. If you're gonna put your name to that, you probably need to bury that ISP somewhere else. You don't want to run that off your ISP address at your house. Even Lance J knows that. Use common sense. If you're out there circling the internet for tomfoolery and chicanery, don't put your name on it. Just some advice from me. Back to the article. Many gratuitously sexual and lewd, the comments were made under the same username, a moniker Robinson used frequently online. CNN was able to identify the username as Robinson, matching a litany of biographical details and a shared email address between the two. Robinson commented on issues of race, gender, and abortion in post. In some, he referred to himself as, quote, a black Nazi, and expressed the support for reinstating slavery. In others, he discussed his affinity for transgender pornography. Wow. Despite a recent history of anti-transgender rhetoric. Now, I read some of the specified comments. I'm not gonna read them on air for a myriad of reasons. But let's just say that whoever was posting those is really, really in to pornography of all different types of genres. And look, I'm not a moralist, man. I don't care what you do in your life. I could care less. It's none of my business. I talked last week. I ain't really gotten into it, but I talked about Sean Combs. I don't care if Sean Combs has 1,000 bottles of baby oil at his house. I don't care if Sean Combs has freak off parties. That ain't have nothing to do with me. If you want to go to one of Puffy's white parties and get butt naked, Nude Africa. If you want to go full Nude Africa at one of Diddy's parties And you want to be in obviously the brother likes having sex with multiple partners. He likes orgies. If he orgies, actual orgies, not Alex Orgy, the awful quarterback for Michigan. Literal orgies. If that's how he gets down, that's how he gets down. It doesn't matter to me. As long as you're talking about consenting adults. Now you're getting the sex trafficking, getting the RICO, you're getting all of that illegal stuff. That's different. What he did to Cassie was deplorable, repugnant, nauseating, disgusting, but that doesn't mean that he's a sex trafficker. He's got to have his day in court. But I'm just not going to get into Diddy for how he chooses to make love to other women or men. It's none of my business. I've talked on this show about one of the funniest rants that I've had many years ago is about Andrew Gillum. Andrew Gillum, a Democratic, he went up against Ron DeSantis in Florida for governor, I think back in 2018. He gave Ron DeSantis a run for his money. It was a very, very close election. And Andrew Gillum had a beautiful family, all of this stuff. He was kind of running. He was a Democratic candidate running on family values platform. Then they caught the ball in a hotel room with a couple of male strippers, like face deep in Molly or cocaine or something like that. It was, I remember the quote from the article that he was out cold. There was vomit residue all over the pillow. Like this guy was partying it up. None of those things really matter to me. It's none of my business. I'm just not that guy that's judgmental of what people do. But I do find it very interesting. As I said, I'm not a person to question somebody's lifestyle. I'm not a moralist. I'm not going to tell you what you should watch, what you should put in your mind. I can only look to my own personal life and for my own personal goals. And as I get older, I realize, and not just extreme stuff like pornography and hate sites where there's a lot of profane and crude language and excessive use of the N-bomb and misogyny and things like that. I'm not talking about that extreme. But even just in what I binge watch on Netflix and Hulu, if I'm binge watching, I love a good serial killer docuseries. As I get older, is that the type of spirit I want in my house? Is that the type of stuff that I want to fill my mind with? Is it uplifting? Is it helping me to have a better relationship with Christ? Is it helping me to be more successful in my job? Is it helping me to be a better son, a better grandson, a better husband? Those are all things that I consider, but I'm not going to judge you, man. It's none of my business. What I hate, and why I got on Andrew Gillum so hard, I hate when people pretend to be one thing politically, because that's what their base wants to hear, but they're living a double life. I hate that. That makes you a fraud to me. A complete, absolute, utter fraud and a scam artist. Not judging you. Be yourself. That's one thing about Trump. Trump is himself. He's been a pathological liar for 45, 50 consecutive years. He's been unfaithful to his wives for 45, 50 consecutive years. I'm not a person that will call him a racist on radio because I'm very careful. I don't know the man's heart. I mean, I know he's a pathological liar because I can prove that. But I don't know the man's heart. But I will say that he walks like a racist and quacks like a racist. So he walks like a duck, quacks like a duck. It could be a bleeping duck. But at least Trump's consistent. Trump's platform is, hey, I'm not a great person. I'm not trying to pretend that I'm a great person. My platform is if you vote for me, you're going to have financial success and I'm going to put, quote, America first. Whether those things are true or not, that's what he campaigns on. And he's had a lot of support. And it's neck and neck with him and VP Harris going into the last 6 weeks of polling in preparation for the election. But yeah, I couldn't help but talk about, anytime I can say the phrase nude Africa 6 or 7 times, I feel like that's great for team content. HR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 140.
You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain,
social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices.
Stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay, these same contracts
allow them to take everything we own,
creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter a hospital,
putting our health and our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses.
And we need our doctors.
But hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
How? To the patients.
James Lewis.
There's so many people walking around with the Best Buy polo. Then you have the Sprint people. Then you have the Geek Squad people. Then you have
the Cox
Cable people.
Right.
So there are 38 people walking around at Best Buy doing absolutely nothing.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
Can we say
no? We can't. Buy? We can't say that. We cannot say that.
Okay.
We shouldn't say that. Okay. I'm not saying that.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
People tell me how lucky my daughter is to have been adopted, but really, we are the lucky ones. Learn more at AdoptUSKids.org.